Stock, this is it trading on trading on Gretchen Butler. That is GRETCHEN. 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 Butler is BUTLER. Date of birth is 1/16/1950. Date of visit is 9/19/22. Please make a copy for Hannah Haim MD. I'm sorry, Hannah Haim DO. Hannah is H-A-N-A. Haim C-H-A-I-M. C as in cat. Anna Haim, D-O. Next paragraph. Dear Hannah, H-A-N-A, thank you for sending Gretchen Butler for evaluation. Next, chief complaint is persistent cough. And allergic rhinitis. Next paragraph is from Dennis. This is a 72-year-old female who has had cough for over 5 years. Complaints of some post-nasal drip and a tickle in her upper airway. And has had nasal allergies for which she takes allergy pills. She also has had extensive evaluations done over 5 years ago and had esophageal studies for reflux and also went to the Mayo Clinic for evaluation of possible asthma and had no definite diagnosis made. The patient denies the weight loss, fever, chills. She has some sinus pressure and nasal drainage. And denies recent history for weight loss. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of tubal ligation, history for breast augmentation times 2, prior history of colon polyps, the removal, and borderline diabetes as well as hypertension and hyperlipidemia. She had a bone marrow biopsy done in the past and was treated for pneumonia 2 years ago. Next paragraph. Let's see. Allergies, none listed. Next paragraph. Habits, the patient does not smoke. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph. Family history. Father died of kidney cancer. Mother died of old age. Next paragraph. Review of systems. The patient denies fatigue or fever. No. Cataracts or glaucoma. No. Does have some hoarseness and wheezing and post nasal drip. She has no urinary symptoms but has frequency and denies flying pain. She has no no hay fiebre. She has no nausea, vomiting, or constipation. She has arm pain, no calf muscle pain, no leg swelling. There's no depression or anxiety. She has easy bruising and denies any muscles. I'm sorry, she does have muscle stiffness and no joint pains. And she has numbness of the extremities. Next paragraph. Med list included rosuvastatin 10 milligrams daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams a day, diazide 25 milligrams daily, Synthroid 0.05 milligrams a day, and multivitamins and calcium. Next paragraph, physical exam. This is an elderly, averagely built, white female who is alert, no acute distress, no sign of the sick to superficial edema. Blood pressure is 110 over 70. Pulse is, pulse is 85. Respirations are 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 130, saturation 96. HE and D are non-phthalic pupils, reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mildly injected, he has no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, all lymphadenopathy. Chest, equal movements with diminished breath sounds of the periphery. And lungs are clear. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2. No S3 or murmur. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, mild varicosities, no calf tenderness. Reflex is 1 plus with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerve is grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1, chronic cough and reactive airways disease. Number 2 is allergic rhinitis and number 3 is hypertension and number 4 is hypothyroidism. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and a CT chest with contrast. Also get a CBC, IgE level and a total eosinophil count. Advised to use a Ventil and HFA inhaler. 2 puffs QID PRN. And a follow-up is it be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Hannah Haim, MD. CHAIM, Haim. And give us Dr. Susan.